This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
North Dakota is where we are at, ladies and gentlemen, for today's broadcast. My very first time in Granora. I'm so darn excited, I can't even believe it. Because the Cook Fest is here. North Dakota Petroleum Cook Fest is happening, and already, you probably can smell it wherever you're at, because they're already out there getting ready going on the barbecue. I hate to even call them barbecues, because that makes it sound like my barbecue in the backyard, although I do have a Traeger. Yeah. Gina Russell. Not just any Traeger, or Gina Russell Traeger. But these are like monster cookers. These are like the back of trucks and semis, and they really do it up. They do it up well, and we're going to be telling you all about that today. Just bottom line, if you're anywhere near Granora, 2 o'clock today for the info session, and then they get a big cook-off going after the info session, which is great fun. That starts at 4 o'clock with free barbecue, free stuff, and live music by Shark Week. Right on Main Street in Granora. Literally right here. And you know what? Here's something I found kind of nice about Granora. Manny, Todd, see what you'd think about living in a place, and here I am, downtown, right now, with absolutely no cell service. None. No cell service. Could you live like that?
That would be a blessing in a sense.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Love that idea.
I know, no cell service. I was just talking to the mayor. He's going to join us, Brett Wilkins, here in a little bit, and he told me, he said, no cell service here. I'm like, really? And that's okay? He's like, yeah, it works fine. Go out of town a little ways, you get a little bit.
That's a selling point there.
I know, it is.
You can get tourism to just boom with that going on.
Exactly right. If you know what Granora stands for, I have a prize for you today on the program. And it'll get you a good night's sleep if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So, here's just a quick shout-out to some of the folks that are in Granora, along with the Energy of North Dakota team, Continental Resources and Ballon Valves, Goodnight Midstream, Wyoming Casing, Crescent Point Energy U.S. Corp., Enbridge, Neighbors Drilling, Equinor and Purity Oilfield Services, Halliburton, Endeavor, Murex, and Oil Country Services, and Oasis Petroleum. So they're putting it on for you, folks. And it's all free. So come on over to Granora and take advantage of the fun. Info session at 2. That goes 2 until 3 today. And that's really good. Those are really good info sessions they do. So you'll enjoy that a great deal. Check that out, okay? And what else we got for you? Anything else I can tell you about Cookfest? They're just going to be a lot of fun. They really are. Every year in two different communities, impacted by development, the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest gives residents an opportunity to get out and learn more about the ins and outs of the oil and gas industry. That's why I say that info session is really good. And then, you're talking one-on-one with the experts. Best of all, eating some of the best barbecue available in Western North Dakota. And vote on your favorite team for the best barbecue. It's an alcohol-free event. It is fun and entertainment for the whole family. So we'll be here today. Down on the Big Lake tomorrow at Newtown, or a great fishing derby for charity that the Energy of North Dakota team puts on that's sold out, jam-packed, and then Twin Buttes on Thursday. So more about that as we go throughout the program today on What's on Your Mind. And as I mentioned, we're going to chat with the mayor here in a little bit, too, about Granora, so we look forward to that. Now, I know there are calls already waiting, and Todd, I'm still not able to see who they are, so if you could just do me the great favor of telling me who we're talking with.
Really? This is ruining the surprise. Manny, how do we want to describe
you don't have to ruin any surprise. Just put it in Slack so I know, but you're going to have to punch them up is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you can just all tell right. me who the callers are, where they're calling from.
A guy from Goodrich is on first.
A guy from Goodrich.
Okay.
Hello, guy from Goodrich. Yes.
Yes. Good morning, Todd, and good morning, Scott. I'd like to comment on President Trump's meeting with Putin yesterday. And I think the most important point I take away is that the FBI, the intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice, the Republican establishment, and their comrades on the left have, throughout this entire Russian investigation, they've put their political biases ahead of the facts and ahead of the well-being of our country. So I think Trump's meeting with Putin is a prime example of what leadership and courage looks like. He's willing to take on all of these politically biased organizations and agencies and politicians who are opposed to him making America great again. While they've presided, I should say Republicans and Democrats presided over the decline of our nation and free trade, which has only enriched and empowered the godless communist regime that runs China and made the U.S. subordinate to communist China. So go Trump. Yes, between the U.S. and Russia, we have 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. We need to reestablish good relations with Russia. He's doing the right thing. He's standing up to the adversaries within our own country who are the greatest threat to our nation. So thank God for President Trump, and I'm going to pray for him.
All right, that is a very different take than 99.999% of the things that you're hearing out there in the rest of the media. But interesting way to start the program, because we can ask if others agree with you. I love the fact that the Goodrich is sort of bucking the trend, if you will. Kind of like Granora and the whole cell phone thing. You know, find these places that buck the trend. I absolutely love it. Appreciate the call very much. I was in Ray, North Dakota earlier this morning. I love Ray. My grandfather's name was Ray. I think of him every time I go through the town. I have to admit, I've been to Ray hundreds of times, okay? We have a radio station in Tioga, and we're back and forth between Williston, Stanley, Tioga, Watford City, all the time, right? And in Ray, North Dakota, I noticed today alongside the road the North Dakota Grain Palace. Todd, did you know we have a Grain Palace? You know, South Dakota has the Corn Palace down in Mitchell. We have a Grain Palace in North Dakota, in Ray, North Dakota. See, they're bucking the trend. They're not afraid to, you know, they're about to concede to South Dakota. You know, they want to do it. I as many times as I've been there, never noticed that there was a North Dakota Grain Palace. Got to be some history behind that. So if you know what it is, let me know. Steve from Fargo. Let's see if he has a different take on our caller from Goodrich. What was the caller from Goodrich's name, Todd? I want to make sure I'm saying
a guy.
Guy in Goodrich. Okay. All right. I thought you said a guy. It was guy as in the...
Guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. The guy.
Right. There we go. Okay.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
I couldn't agree more. It's quite frankly, we live in a banana republic. The media, all of the broadcast media should have their FCC license revoked. They are not serving the public interest. They are propaganda mills for I don't know what they're trying to pitch. But it's
let me stop you for a minute. I didn't even get to my monologue. I didn't even say the telephone numbers and the phones are full. That's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind? It just never ends. But one of the things I didn't want to say is I'm not about to be part of the pile-on crowd because it's ridiculous. But I have to ask you, because you're talking about us living in a banana republic. The president got plenty of Republican criticism, too, from a lot of corners, from people that normally are his, in his camp. So what do you say to that?
I don't know. Gowdy seems like a bright enough guy, but let it go. The president can say whatever he wants. Politically, there's going to be fallout or not. Could he have said that a little better? Possibly. But the reality is, supposedly, the Russians hacked all this stuff. Where is that DNC server? Why can't the FBI just go kick the dang door down and take it? That's what they did to Manafort. Nope, they won't do it. Why did Debbie Wasserman Schultz hire some psycho from Pakistan that has no security credentials at all for IT to run it, and then he runs off with suitcases full of cash and his wife to Pakistan? Oh, but it was the Russians. And I'm not saying the Russians didn't hack them. Was it somebody else? And then should the president trust the CIA, the NSA, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and whoever else works in that? No, because every single one of them at the highest levels have been trying to either sabotage his candidacy or sabotage his presidency. He's got plenty of room for skepticism. than this idiot Strzok guy that did that. You know, oh, I said the stuff in my emails or my text, but I'm not biased. Okay, Scott, if you got drunk one night and sent a couple stupid emails to your girlfriend, I'd get over it. If you send 50,000 hate Trump text messages over a period of 3.5 years, and you're trying to tell me that you were treating the investigations of which you were in charge of both fairly, that's laughable. He should have been drug out of there in handcuffs for obstruction of justice. Or you want to talk about treason? Who's that idiot former head of the FBI that called Trump treasonous? That's laughable.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I mean. They jump the shark, right? So they and there's so much of that going on right now. It's unbelievable. The treason, the high crimes and misdemeanors, and everything. Look, unless you were in the two-hour-plus one-on-one meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, you have no basis saying whether or not he's too soft on Russia. He answered one question, inartfully. No doubt about that. But that doesn't make him what everybody's saying is. Good stuff, Steve. And everybody agrees with Mr. Goodrich, too. Guy in Goodrich is getting some great points here. More of your calls, 258-0550 after this.
550. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in. Save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's a 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had, you know, tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, it's, I think, way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So it's and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE. Just tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
From a fellow by the name of CJ, and CJ said, you know what, I need some more business. I'd like to advertise on your radio program. And we said, well, CJ, tell us you know, a little bit about what you do. And he went on to talk about how, you know, no matter what you need done, They find a way to fix it, whatever it is. They just specialize in just give us your tough stuff. We'll fix it. We'll find a way. Diesel truck, tractor, whatever. They specialize in just diesel vehicles. That's what they know, and they love them, okay? CJ grew up in the auto repair trade, specifically working in diesel vehicle repairs. So 20 years of experience to every job. And he's constantly learning, so continues to provide the most efficient service to his clients. So he says, you know, I said, well, good, you know, and he hangs up the phone, and all of a sudden he's got 7 or 8 appointments. So he calls after the show. He said, now I really want to advertise because I know how much your show works. And we said, well, that's flattering. And now CJ is a regular advertiser. We have a lot of those folks. Jim, the flagpole guy, Delta Design, a lot of folks that have done this, Polar Service Center. In fact, Polar Service Center worked us out of a job. They needed employees, and we filled them up. They said, we're good. We don't need it. It's unbelievable. So it works really well. So, first of all, if you need diesel repair, you need CJ. He gets it done at DAC Diesel. Call him right now, 701-210-0888, 701-210-0888. And if you need more customers, whatever you're selling, you call us up and just try the CJ factor there. See how that works for you. 800-228-0550. We are in Granora, North Dakota. Do you know what Granora was named for? Let's see. Dave in Minot wants to answer this question, try and win something, I think, from us. Dave, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Did you hear me earlier say, if you can tell me why Granora is named Granora, that you'll win a prize, it'll help you sleep better?
Absolutely. I did hear that.
Okay, and do you know what Granora stands for?
Yes, I do.
And that would
Granora
be?
Stands for, well, the GR stands for great, the NOR stands for northern, and the RA stands for railroad.
You just crushed
great
it. Knocked it out of the park. Yeah.
Yep.
Walk off Homer right there. That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So, Dave, we have a MyPillow for you, okay?
Oh, sweet. That sounds great.
Exactly. So you hang on, and Manny's going to take your phone number and your email address so we can contact you. Crystal will call you from our team here, and she'll take care of you, okay?
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Great Northern Railroad. This was the end of the line, folks. I didn't know that. The mayor's going to join us a little later on. We'll talk about it. It's the site of today's Cookfest, Bach and Rock's Cookfest. And Tiffany Steiner's going to be here to tell us a little bit more about that coming up here in a few minutes. I'm going to try and stump her by asking her how many other towns Cookfest has been to. Don't tell her. I don't want her to do any prep work in advance. Okay, so let's see here. Andrew in Jamestown is next. By the way, our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Andrew in Jamestown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Scott, Todd, good to see you. Good to talk to you. Wanted
you as well.
Offer a retraction. I called yesterday, and you probably don't recall, but I'll just remind you, I called and told you that I thought Trump was doing a great job. I changed my mind a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And I tell you why. Here's why. This is no longer an internal problem. This is not an America problem anymore. This is a world problem. And I don't get me wrong, Scott, because I know what you're going to say. And I'm not going to read your mind, but I'm pretty close to it. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say. Here's the deal. You can't let him run loose, and that's what they continuously seem to do, is they let him run loose. You can't tell me, and I was on the news last night about how they have a hard time keeping him under control. Here's the deal. He's done this on a world stage now. It's not just an America problem. It's a world problem. And don't get me wrong. The economy's great. No complaints. He's done a few things. No argument. But this kind of stuff is what's going to cause us more problems than I think we want to bargain for.
So you haven't told me what do you want to retract that he's doing a good job? You think he's what, not doing a good job now? Is that your retraction?
Yeah, I don't think, I think I was kind of hoping that we'd gotten beyond this kind of stuff. Because as you recall, this is the kind of nonsense that we started out so
low. What do you mean? What kind of nonsense, though? Help me with the nonsense. What's nonsense about the lowest black unemployment in the history of the world?
Oh, okay. See, and I knew you were going to go this way. But that's fine. And
I want to know what you believe is nonsense. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying there's still a whole lot of good out there. But what do you believe is the nonsense? That's all I'm trying to understand.
Well, I think probably here what we're talking about is the fact that he would actually have people question his patriotism.
Yeah, well, this, I mean, people have been questioning his patriotism since the moment he walked onto the political stage because they hate the idea. Donald Trump has had critics, more critics than any politician in modern times, for sure.
Yes. Critics, yes. I'm not arguing that point. I'm questioning his integrity. I don't think anybody has questioned his integrity up until today.
Wow. Then you haven't been listening. I mean, the dossier, all the stuff the Democrats cooked up on him. I mean, there's a whole lot of it. Here's the point. I think if you want to be critical of Donald Trump's answer to one question yesterday, that's fine. It's probably warranted. A lot of Republicans have chosen to be critical. I'm closer to the opinion of Guy and Goodrich and Stephen Fargo earlier on this point, because I think it's getting to the point of being ridiculous. The idea that he's running loose. You know what he's doing? He's breaking the mold. He's doing it differently than anybody else, and you ought to be thankful for that. You ought to go back and think about the reasons you said yesterday you thought he was doing a good job, because running loose is how he got those done. Running loose means I'm not going to follow the rules and go with all decorum. And as far as what was said in Russia, unless anybody was in the room for 2 hours, mano a mano, about the laundry list of things they went over, you can't say Donald Trump is siding with Russia or going soft on Russia or anything else. We don't know. We're talking about one answer to one stupid question. That's what we're talking about.
But I don't know how much time I got, but I'm going to make this last point. I think those are all valid, and that's all great. Nobody does know what went on during that whole deal. But I think you got to stop and consider what this whole big picture looks like, though, Scott. I respect you, and you know that. I dig your opinions, but I think there's a bigger picture here. I'm going to go. Talk to you.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Here's a call from an anonymous caller in northeastern North Dakota.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. That guy's nuts. He doesn't know Trump at all. Anyway, I think, hasn't he ever heard, anybody ever heard the saying, you catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar?
I think Trump is trying to
be more friendly, because we need to get along in this world.
I think you just described how Donald Trump operates on the stage with other world leaders, and it's insightful. It's well said. Well, what else did you call about?
I also wanted to, the reason I called was I heard that our own Senator Hovind was criticizing him. I've heard him criticize the president before. I'm not so sure if Hovind is on our side.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, Donald. You heard Donald Trump talk about John Hovind in very favorable terms and how hard he fights. So I don't think there's any doubt that he's on our side. I think he is cautious. John Hovind is a very cautious politician. And so when he sees a pile on of criticism, rather than be against that grain, he's going to be with that grain. And
that's a good way of looking at it, I think.
I wouldn't be quick to run, but, that's what politicians do. But I think he didn't do anything a whole lot of other Republicans didn't do. But appreciate your call. By the way, Kevin Cramer was critical yesterday, too. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I just felt like the president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
That's an often critic of President Trump, Republican Senator Bob Corker, speaking about President Trump's joint press conference with the Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. And that's one of the nicer reviews. The former head of the CIA, John Brennan, says that news conference and the president's remarks were nothing short of truth. treasonous.
So when I use the term, this is nothing short of treasonous, I equate it to the betrayal of one's nation, basically aiding and abetting, giving comfort to an enemy.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. President Trump spoke on Fox News last night in an interview saying that the Russians have no information on him and that Putin emphasized there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
All of the above, that's us here on What's On Your Mind, including our good friends in the lignite industry, who are honestly great partners with the folks at the Energy of North Dakota on so many levels. There's no doubt about that. And I really encourage you to get yourself up to speed. That's the term I'd use. I don't want to say educated because it sounds like I'm a liberal trying to talk down to you. I don't want to talk down to you. I know there's great wisdom here. But to really know the ins and outs of the reason we have affordable, reliable energy. And a big reason is a 900-year economically recoverable supply of coal, clean, beautiful coal. And you can find out all about the history of clean coal in North Dakota at SecureEnergyFuture.org. You also can sign up and let your lawmakers know that, hey, I kind of like this affordable energy deal. I'm kind of into that. I like reliable energy when it's a cold, cold North Dakota night or a hot, hot North Dakota day. I'm thinking that's important. So, SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, let me see here. We have a couple calls we're going to get to in Beulah, Anthony, and then Frank in Grand Forks, and then we're going to chat with Tiffany Steiner from the Energy of North Dakota to talk about Cookfest. I had planned a big stumper of a question for her, but I understand she has peeps that are listening and tipped her off to my tough question. And we'll tell you about what one gentleman just said is going to be the best ribs ever at Granora here at Cookfest. But first, Anthony and Beulah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I was just listening to the previous callers and how he said that he was for Trump yesterday and he's changed his mind now. How many of us at our job have made a mistake and our bosses have let us have a second chance, and I could not imagine the stress levels that this guy is going through as the President of the United States and what he has to fix. As his supporters, there's no way that we should be questioning whether or not he answered that question right. When he's been all over Europe for the last week, and now he answers one question wrong, and it's like half of his supporters are just like, oh, well, he answered that wrong, so now we're going to jump ship. It's like, that is completely ridiculous. If we wouldn't get a second chance, every single one of us would have been fired for a single mistake on one job or another.
It's a very good point on your part. There is no doubt about it. I actually think the answer to the question is being so overblown. It isn't even worth spending a whole lot of time on. Again, unless we were there in the private meetings, you can't say whether or not he's being tough or going soft or anything else. It's just this obsession with Russia. It's crazy. One criticism of Trump, I think, is fair, is that he is, in my view, more thin-skinned than a president of the United States should be. In other words, he doesn't like the criticism and tends to really, level the haymakers. And so look, he is so far above any political leader in recent memory that he has nothing to be, self-conscious about and worry about what other people say. That's the one area. But to your point, all of us have flaws. right? And you don't screw up once and then, you know, get kicked to the curb. I think the guy in Jamestown, like so many, is being influenced by a Trump-hating media that's out of their minds. You know, they've lost it.
Completely, because, I mean, even like you were saying, they go with the flow instead of sticking to their major principles, because that's what they've been doing, because they're a rank-and-file politician, so they have to.
Good point.
Otherwise, they jeopardize their career.
Say, Anthony, Beulah's not too far from Twin Buttes, and we're going to be there on Thursday. 2 o'clock for the info session, and of course, all the goodies on the barbecue starting at 4, so I'd love to see you there.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
All right, that's Thursday, folks. That's the next one. All right, Frank at Grand Forks. Go ahead, Frank. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. You know, I've got a slightly different take on all this. If you take a look at the Mueller indictment, what does that indictment say? Well, that indictment says the Russians hacked the DNC server and Hillary's email, and then during the run-up to the election, occasionally released tidbits of what was going on. And we saw the corruption. We saw Hillary manipulating the superdelegates. We saw the DNC, trying to manipulate the election. And it was an expose of the corruption occurring within the Democratic Party. So if Mueller is right and the Russians did that, well, then we ought to thank the Russians for exposing the corruption within the Democratic Party. Now, it hasn't been proven that the Russians did this, but, you know, for the sake of argument, let's say they did. It would be like us going to a foreign country and monitoring the elections in foreign countries to make sure that everything was on the up and up. So if the Russians did hack those emails and you know, expose that corruption, it's a good thing. So no wonder the deep state is angry.
By the way, we've known this for some time. It isn't like the Mueller indictment was some bombshell. This has been out for a while. We've had leaks. There were congressional investigations. That's the other thing. They act like it's all brand new. And that's part of the reason I think Trump, again, who practices the art of the deal better than anybody on the planet, because he wrote the book. Right. And he's over there working on Syria as an example. Let's have less people die every day in Syria by getting a cooperative effort between Putin and us. Can it be done? I hope so. Is it worth trying? I think so. Might as well do it. That's the art of the deal. So he's not about to punch the guy in the face after some dumb reporter asks him a question. And for that now, all the factual things are forgotten. And you've raised a very good point.
Trump is on the right path. He's doing the right thing. And he's upsetting the deep state, and I am so happy.
Love it, Frank. Thank you. I tell you, this audience is just the best. They really are. You're going to hear things here you won't hear in any other media entity anywhere. You will not. There's a gentleman here from Purity Oilfield Services who smells like some really good smoke right now. What's your name, sir?
Steve Kitefield.
How are you, Steve?
Doing real good.
Fantastic. So the ribs are already being smoked. I can smell it from 100 feet away. What do you got going?
We've got over 130 pounds of ribs that we're smoking right now. We'll give them about a 3.5 hour smoke, and then we're going to turn down the smoke and just finish cooking them. That'll be perfect.
Wow. Yeah. You've got this down.
Oh, yeah.
You're coming off a big win, I understand, too.
Yeah, we came in third in the Williston Chamber of Commerce Ribfest on Saturday.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So folks that come here to Granora today and to Twin Buttes on Thursday, they don't leave hungry, right?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
No chance of that.
No.
Yeah, fabulous. All right, Steve, good luck to Purity.
Thank you so much.
And if you come, go to Purity first so you can test.
We're the very first trailer here.
Very first trailer.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Sounds good. And when you do that, you vote, and then there's awards at the end of the day. So you vote on the very best. Tiffany Steiner is here. Tiffany is with Energy of North Dakota, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and they put on the Cook Fest. Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Now I understand that you have some moles because I said earlier I'm going to stump Tiffany. And I said it kind of quietly, hoping, you know, nobody around here would hear. But then you received text telling you that what the contest was going to be.
I did. I have some friends that told me that you were going to stump me. So turns out I got good friends.
I've been to many of these events, and I don't remember everywhere I've been. So I wanted to ask you, where else has the Cookfest been?
Wow, Scott, we've been to 20 Western communities, and luckily, we created a map this year. We've been in Kildare, Tioga, Newtown, Wofford City, Crosby, Ray, Belfield, and that's just the first 4 years. I mean, it's amazing to see on a map the western side of the state. We've been to 20 different communities.
Powers Lake and Partial, Canmere and Dunn Center. That was a fun one. I remember
that was
those
fun.
Well. Alexander and South Hart. Alexander was an absolute blast.
That was hot. The South Hart one was.
Was because we were out in the
hot.
Middle of a football field.
Yep. No, yeah. No trees. Just
hot.
Melting.
Mandaree and Stanley. That was special. It was nice to go to Mandaree. And
yeah.
The community there was thrilled, obviously. Stanley's the only place that's had it twice, right? No. Why did I think Stanley had it twice?
Nope, we didn't do anything twice.
Wasn't the first one near Stanley? I can't. Where's Belden?
I don't know where Belden's at, to be honest.
We're going to learn that now, too, don't we?
Yeah.
I think Belden is south of Stanley.
Well, I guess we could look on the map that we have in front
and
of
so
us,
so I
huh?
think technically people called it Stanley, but you're right, it wasn't Stanley proper. So
it is between Stanley and Partial.
There you go. And then West Hope and Medora. Medora, a fun one, too.
Medora was a lot of fun.
Yeah, really cool there. And then, of course, Granora and Twin Buttes this year. So that's pretty amazing, 10 years of Cookfest.
That is, and you know, we're kind of excited for next year, too. We're trying to think of good places. You know, we have Van Hook for an idea, Bowman, Arnegard. So if anyone has ideas for places for next year, call in and let Scott know. We definitely take ideas.
That's right, but you want to go somewhere you've not gone.
Correct.
Is that the rule?
Correct.
Right.
We don't want to do the same community twice until we can reach everyone.
Now, if somebody's never been here before, has no idea when they say Cookfest, they heard the guy talking about ribs, but how's the whole deal work? Just give us the lay of the land.
It's a pretty fun day. We have an education session starting at 2. Ron Ness is going to do a welcome. Then we have Lynn Helms, Kathy Nesset, and Katie. They're going to talk about the oil field and, you know, drilling, Bakken, kind of everything that goes on, the 101. And then the Cookfest starts at 4, which is free barbecue. And when we say free, it's unlimited food for everyone. They have different booths, and then we have live music starting. You know, I'm not going to lie, I think starting at 4. And then we have everyone needs to go around and vote because that's how we choose people's choice. You know, we want to give back to the community, too. So throw a couple bucks into their buckets, and we can see what we can raise for Granora today.
And Shark Week is the entertainment here, so there's live entertainment, too. The cook-off teams, we'll give them a shout-out here in Granora. Endeavor, Intertech, Continental Resources, Ballon Valves, Crescent Point Energy, Wyoming Casing, Enbridge, Equinor, Go Wireline, Goodnight Midstream, Halliburton, Murex Oil Country Services, Neighbors Drilling, Oasis Petroleum, PetroHunt, and the fellow you just heard from here. See?
And you know, the one person that's not on there, and I'm not sure how we missed it, is Nukoda. So Nukoda is actually coming today and cooking as well. So we apologize we didn't get them on the map.
Nukoda is coming too.
Correct.
That's fantastic. And Purity Oil Field Services, that last one. So.
I don't know. Look at this. Look at this lineup of food already. It looks 118 pounds of brisket for Continental and Baylon.
Pulled pork, 110 pounds.
Yep, Go Wireline. Looks like Goodnight Midstream is doing, is it 100 pounds of pork?
Purity Oilfield Services, 135 pounds of ribs.
So it looks like we have a total of, as of now, who's here today, is 485 pounds of ribs, 110 pounds of pulled pork, 118 pounds of brisket.
My goodness.
And that's just half of the companies.
That's incredible. Well, thanks, Tiffany. We're going to have some fun today.
We are.
Come and join the fun in Granora. We'll have a great time. Worth the drive, folks. Trust me on this one thing. Great information at 2. I mean, world-class, you know. And the nice thing, you got Lynn Helms, Kathy Nesset, Ron Ness, and Katie from the Department of Mineral Resources here today. And they not only do a presentation, but they also take your questions one-on-one. So
they do a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't quite understand what the oil field's all about, they definitely can explain it and come listen.
And it's usually a good mix of people just want to know and learn what the heck's this all about, and also folks that know the business well, maybe royalty owners, and want to get some answers to their questions. So it's a great way to go. Same thing on the companies. They answer the questions out at the booths as well. Thanks, Tiffany.
Well, thanks, Scott.
You bet. We have Granora the Gopher waiting to weigh in. Granora, I didn't know there was a Granora Gopher, but there is. Bevan, Rozo, and Sylvester in South Dakota. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thousand Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are going to check in with the Republican National Committee's national spokesperson about all of the hubbub over Donald Trump's comments in Helsinki yesterday with Vladimir Putin. A little bit later on, we're also going to talk with the mayor of Granora about what's going on here, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments about anything else as we count down to another Cookfest. And by the way, we've talked about this being the 20th. Because they've been doing this for 10 years, two stops each year. Actually, it might be the 21st, because there was a barbecue as part of the annual meeting in Grand Forks a few years ago, which was kind of a neat thing to do it on the eastern end of the state. So that was good fun. And, of course, east or west, if you're interested in what's happening in the oil and gas industry, the annual meeting this year is September 24th through 26th in Fargo. That'll be the Delta. So annual meeting September 24th, 26th, that'll be worth taking in as well. Okay, some calls waiting, and I want to get to all of you, so let's get to it here. The Granora Gopher has waited the longest here. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, the Granora Gophers, their nickname used to be the Gophers. I'm an old Gopher. Well, wow. I would like to address the Republican criticism of Trump. You know, it's incredible. These same guys will pile on Trump for anything that they think might hurt themselves are right there. I mean, where were they when Obama was saying, give me a little more time. After my election, I'll be much freer to work with you and Russia. And that was, he was going to wanted to dismantle the missile defense over there. Or where were they, where was their loud criticism of Hillary and the selling of the Russian uranium? And they were pretty quiet about that. But if Trump makes one mistake, what he's doing, he's unintentionally exposing these people because he's not a politician. And these guys, including Hoeven, are all politicians. And it's not about what's right for our country. It's about what's right for them. And if they think they're harmed at all, they're going to jump on Trump. And on the other side, you've got Democrats shamelessly defending what's going on in the Justice Department. I mean, that hearing the other day, what they were doing was incredible. But yeah, that's the difference.
You're absolutely right. Great points, Mr. Granora Gopher. I love that. Did not know that was the team name here in Granora once upon a time. So thank you for sharing that. And I appreciate also the fact that you and others aren't afraid to just push back against the conventional wisdom of the day and raise some very good points. What others have done as well. It's well said. Well done, Sylvester in South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Am I here?
You are. How are you?
Okay. I'm good.
I have a little note here that says you want to advertise on the radio station. You maybe heard me talking about CJ earlier today. Have you got something to sell, Sylvester?
Well, I need your help. But first I want to congratulate you. Your program is great. You're doing a great service to our country. I'm sure you realize, but we are in the middle of a civil war in this country. You know, it's the Democrats versus the Republicans. And as the guy was just saying, there's a lot of Republicans that are not Americans. You know, they are opposed. They're more Democrats than they are Republicans. So we're in the middle of a civil war, and we need to honor our founding fathers by using the tools that they put in place for us to preserve this great country. And that's our Constitution. And we apply that by going out and voting. We have to educate ourselves, which is what you're doing on the program. You're educating people, which is great. And I would really like to support that. But I'll leave it there. And, I need your help. What am I selling?
Tell me. I'd love the help, first of all. So what are you selling? How can we help?
I'm selling all-natural grass-finished beef. And I need a list of...
What does grass finished mean? All natural grass finished.
Grass finished is, okay, most of the beef that you're going to find today has been sold in the sale barns as calves and goes to a feedlot. They call it a CFO, a confinement feed operation, in thousands and tens of thousands of head. And they're fed corn, and one man can feed a lot of cattle that way. And they fatten it, and that's the way your beef that you're going to buy in the grocery stores and whatnot is produced. And versus grass-fed, where I don't feed them any corn, I don't feed them any grain. I just raise them on grass. I started doing this last year, and I'm finding out the beef is good. We've always butchered our own beef, and I'd feed it barley or corn, and I'd fatten it, and we butcher it, and it was good. Grain-fed beef, there's nothing wrong with it. It's good, although you end up with omega-6 oils in your beef, whereas grass-finished beef, you end up with omega-3 oils, which if you talk to health people and whatnot, we need omega-3 oils in our diet in order to prevent some diseases that people get, like MS and problems with your nerve coatings and that.
So how do you sell the beef?
How do I sell the beef? That's the problem. That's the problem. That's where I need your help. I don't have a place that slaughters it and sells it. You're not going to find this at Walmart or, well, you might. I don't think so, though.
So we're buying the steer from you.
Okay, you're buying the steer from me. We need to coordinate. First, I need your name, and we get a list of names, people that are interested, and then we find a place to slaughter, or you know a place that where you want to slaughter them?
That's easy enough. So I give you my name, we find a butcher shop, we get enough of us together, and pick a day. Hang on, don't go anywhere, Sylvester. I want to hear more after this.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.